MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. It was meant as an exclamation point on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's rebranded 30 by 30 and 50 by 50 climate action plans, but Senate Bill 18, also known as the Clean Horizons Act, was so bad for the state of New Mexico that seven Democrat lawmakers crossed party lines and joined all Republicans in rejecting the bill on a vote of 23 to 19.
This bill, I honestly believe, would have shut down virtually everything in New Mexico. Yes, we want clean air and clean water, but we don't want to shut down the civilization get there. So I think this was a good sign that there are enough senators anyway that are ready to do common sense legislation and do the right thing for New Mexico.
Said Senator Bill Scherer of Farmington. Lujan Grisham's office released a statement saying she was disappointed that the bill failed. And the Epstein Files document dump is focusing more attention on New Mexico. And amid those questions about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, former Governor Bill Richardson has had his name removed from a UNM hospital building. State Representative Andrea Romero is also advocating for a truth commission to investigate Epstein's activities at Zorro Ranch in Santa Fe County. And earlier this week, State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard asked the State Department of Justice to investigate the alleged killing and burying of two girls on the Zorro Ranch property. And Valentine's weekend is here, and if that comes as a surprise to you, you might still be able to have a romantic day, evening, or week with your Valentine and celebrate New Mexico at the same time. A romantic comedy film written, directed, produced, and made entirely in southern New Mexico with Inspirato Films has a limited engagement run at theaters across the state for 1 week only, starting on Friday. Love on Tap will screen at the Allen Theaters in Hobbs, Rodoso, and Las Cruces, as well as in various theaters in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. For tickets and showtimes, go to loveontapmovie.com. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.